Good morning, everyone. It's Charlie Riverman Bergeron here at Presence of Light and welcoming you to my little chat here. Today, we're going to talk about balancing the chaos, which is always a challenge for everyone. So we'll make sure people are on. I don't see anybody appearing. I could be live. It says I'm live. Oh, 10 people watching. Yay, we're here. All right, we're in. So it's an interesting time we're living in with a great amount of chaos. Not that there has not been a time when we haven't been without chaos. Chaos is an interesting process. It's actually, I was looking up the meaning of the word, and it's really just an emptiness. It's a void. It's primordial, but it's a primordial formless matter. So it's the possibility of everything is in the chaos. And when it's not balanced or it's just in and of itself, it has the potential to do anything, good, bad. Otherwise, it has no boundaries, so to speak. So I try to look at chaos as pure potential and ability to create in its primal state. And it's waiting to be acted upon in my viewpoint. I always like to act on the chaos. Not that it isn't disturbing, but what I've learned is that over the years, the chaos is not as harmful as I perceive it to be for myself personally. And so what I see in the world, and I listen from people who call me and talk to me, write to me, is how they're really feeling this chaos and how it's affecting them. So that's what I want to talk about, is how do we kind of balance that effect on us personally, humanly. The collective has to take care of itself. It's not going to take care of itself if we don't individually work on balancing the chaos within us. So, chaos is basically complete disorder and confusion, which many of us feel and have felt. It's unpredictable behavior. Hello. I wake up every day and have no clue what the world is going to present to me, nor do you. And it doesn't matter where we are on this planet. I mean, there's just so much upheaval and distress and natural calamity, as well as the political and the, it's just in our face constantly. So how do we deal with that? How do we look beyond that and diminish it to a powerful presence, but something that's not destructive to us? So what I wanted to do first is to just calmly bring you into a sort of a brief meditation with the Angel of Peace, and I will speak about the Archangel Uriel later, but who is the Angel of Peace and guidance and ministration for us. So if you could just take a moment and a deep breath, and somebody said to me last night, I love your enthusiastic deep breath. And I am. Take that deep breath in. Take it deep, deep, deep into your abdomen and allow that beautiful breath to fill you. And then release it, and just with a thankfulness, deep breath in and a thankful exhale. This is part of regaining our composure. And so from the still voice, I will read this brief little note. Meditate on the angel of peace, so quiet and still and very powerful, but all love. Her garment is the softest blue like the sky, with a touch of rose pink and sunshine. It could almost be likened to Mother of Pearl. As you breathe in her influence, all care falls away. Your heart is stilled and stayed with God. As you breathe her influence out into the world, turbulent emotions are stilled. And so just rest into that and know that when we fail to breathe in and exhale in a divine manner, really a divine manner of acknowledging the greatness and the power of creation and exhaling it to influence the world and not just ourselves, we're actually doing ourselves a disservice. So part of balancing the chaos is in our breathing. Simple act of breathing. And through breathing, you begin to start to regulate your body. And as you regulate your body, your energy calms down. And as a result, you can see the chaos. You can be in the chaos, but less affected by it. Years ago, my ex-wife had agoraphobia. And I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. It was a debilitating disease. And part of the breathing, when she would go into anxiety, extreme anxiety, was breathing into a bag and breathing and exchanging carbon dioxide and oxygen, because she was just overwhelmed. And so many of you who have anxiety from the chaos understand that and know how horrible it is to be in that state of extreme panic and fear. This is what the chaos does to us. But as humans, it's how we're reacting to the chaos. It isn't the chaos itself. The chaos is, in and of itself, as I said, just pure potentiality. It's out of which everything has been created. It's the primordial dragon, if you will. We all came out of the chaos. All form came out of the chaos. Before there was form, it was just chaos. It was just energy, raw potential, raw energy. So as we look around the world and we see this and we relate to it or react to it and whatever, our job as humans is to learn how to balance it and how to balance ourselves in the midst of it. And it is a challenge. It's probably the greatest challenge, I think I wrote on my page, that we as humans, it's the most challenging role we will ever play in our lives as humans. So with that said, what happens for us as humans is we, a long time ago, started to create an identity for ourselves. And it was an identity based around chaos and fear. And the chaos brought up fear in us. And we reacted to it in the early stages out of survival. So it triggered all our survival, physical survival mechanisms. And we're here today, so we did survive. But today we're still processing everything from that belief system and from that traumatic beginning. So chaos has an identity for us. We begin to identify with chaos. And when we identify with chaos, we do it either as a victim or a rescuer. We're going to rescue somebody from chaos, or we're the victim of chaos. We live in the world of duality, so that's perfectly natural and normal to think in those terms. This began for most of us in this embodiment, this physical embodiment we are now, from personal trauma as children. And from their belief systems, we have belief systems that support chaos and create chaos because it's profitable. And it's when you have people in chaos, you get to control them because they're lost. And so you can round them up like sheep and direct them and manipulate them. So it became a tool of power for many people, and they rule by chaos. And if you look at the rulers of the world today, what are they doing? This is what they're doing. What they're saying and what they're doing does not make rational sense to any of us. It doesn't matter what political status you are or what country you're from. You look at your leaders and they're in utter chaos. Why? Because they know that this is the end of an era where chaos will rule the earth. And I'm going to say that again. This is the end of an era where chaos will rule the earth and have power here on planet Earth. All this shifting, all the energies that we're receiving, the planet's receiving, all the processes we're going through, the things we're learning about ourselves, are all empowering us to stand up to in the chaos and identify ourselves apart from the chaos. We know the chaos is part of us, but it is not us. And that's the difference. Because this is what keeps us in the chaos, is our belief systems, our personal traumas, our damaged self-esteem, our lack of vision. Our lack of vision to see beyond the chaos, to see something, to see a tiny potential in the chaos to create something powerfully positive. So we get caught in this dilemma. And when I think about it in my own life, I realize how many times I have lived in chaos, created chaos, believed in chaos as some powerful experience that I had no control over. And in all of those instances, there was suffering. And the time of suffering is to be ended. This is part of the new age, the new earth, the new dimensional shifting from third to fourth to fifth dimension is to live in harmony and peace and balance. And so we have to really take that deep breath. We have to really ground ourselves to Mother Earth and honor her and say, we are one, we are all together, and we're going to move through this period of chaos because there is no other way. There's only one way, and it's forward. It's forward out of the primordial chaos. So with that, I, you know, have said this before, my favorite saying, every day is an adventure. It can be your wildest fantasy or your worst nightmare. You choose. Your wildest fantasy is a limited thought, and your worst nightmare is just an illusion. And I seriously mean that from my heart. This is what I've learned. This is what I, that when I get to that place of chaos within myself, the minute I look outside of myself for somebody to help me, they're not there. They want to be there for me. They want to help me. But they don't know how, because in essence, I'm triggering their chaos. And so the rescuer goes into the chaos. And I see this over and over again. And I have dear friends who are playing this out right now, who, for lack of no better reason than having faith enough to reach out to something greater than themselves and trust in that to bring them through to assist them, and trust in the guidance, highly beautiful spiritual beings, the angels, the archangels, your deceased family members. There are a lot of energy beings who really want to see you rise above the chaos and become truly independent and self-sustaining in your own energy. And I want to see that for you as well. It's a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing. I was led to back to the Course in Miracles. I know Chris Onefeather on Humanity Healing does his talks on the Course in Miracles. And I was a facilitator years ago for the Course in Miracles. And I enjoyed it so much because it resonated with me so deeply. Well, many other people were really struggling. And so I picked up my Course in Miracles book, which is always on my desk, and notes. There's more notes. I think I did more writing than the Course in Miracles did. Little notes. But I just randomly opened it, and I always tell people, just play with it. Randomly open the page. I came to Lesson 33 and Lesson 34, which were, there was another way of looking at the world, and I could see peace instead of this. And I said, wow, this is like classic. This is what we're talking about. Chaos. Yeah, somebody's saying, we trust in chaos. Well, you can trust in chaos because it's always there. But how does it make you feel is the question. Satanic energy, and I'm reading now here on the page because I'm getting so I can do this. Satanic energy is the enemy. Well, if you want to put the label of Satan on it, you can put John Smith as the enemy. All you're doing is really defining energy so that you as a human can relate to it. Okay? It isn't good. It isn't bad. It just is. It's the potential. It's the raw potential. And you can take something, raw potential. Look at nuclear power. Here's raw potential. Is it satanic? No. It can be beautiful if it's used properly. If it's misused, then it Then it becomes satanic. And if it's used wonderfully, it's a gift from God. Who made that judgment? We did. This is the thing that I'm trying to get at. We are, in our own minds, have set the values for things. And we can change the values. You can think whatever you want. This is your free will gift. You can relate to anything any way you want. But if you're suffering, and if you're looking at the round world and you're getting agitated, and you're getting angry, and you're becoming hateful or demeaning to other people, and you're saying, oh, well, this person's color, I don't like this, or this person's an immigrant, I don't like that. What are you doing? You're just creating and intensifying your own chaotic experience. And I'm of the firm belief that there are some people who thrive on chaos, literally thrive on chaos. And I'm sure every one of you know somebody who does that. They don't have to. They may not want to change. That's their choice. But then when they're suffering, who do they come to? They come to you for sympathy, or they come to you for health. And then they, I will use the word, infect you with their chaos. And you, because you still believe you have no power over chaos, or no control, and find that a fearful state within your own being, give in and try and start to play out this scenario with them that doesn't have to be done. So we waste a lot of our own energy that could be used for positive purposes, for making the world a far better place than it is. This is the call. This is the call we're being called for, is to take a look at the chaos within ourselves. The chaos in the world is only a mirror reflecting the chaos within ourselves. We can't do anything about the greater chaos. It exists. It's the laws of the universe. But we can do something about the chaos within ourselves, and that is come back to a place of peace. I wish for peace for each of you within your own hearts. Peace outside of us is not going to happen if we don't begin to become peaceful with ourselves. And this is the message of balancing chaos. What do we balance chaos within? With peace. If chaos is agitation, what is peace? Peace is stillness. So the message today, really for me, for myself, is, and I've noticed it in myself a lot more lately, is my ability to bring myself back to a peaceful understanding that there are many things I have no control over outside of myself. But I do have control over how I react to them, to what belief I want to place on them, to what importance I want to place them within my own life, and how I choose to act as a result of those. This is how we're going to change the world. It's wonderful we get together in groups for peace, for light, for love, and all of that. But if we're not practicing within this, within our own home, this body is our home. Think of this as your home. I mean, really start to think about this. You are a spiritual individual, a fragment of that which we call Creator, God, however you want to look at that. And you are housed. This is you. This is planet you. You are a living being within on placed on another living being, planet Earth. And you have the power to change this planet. And this, when you do that, we have a greater power to change the planet around us for the highest good of all. And so that's basically the message. Balancing the chaos is bringing ourselves back from the depths of the darkness, the void, and getting us out of that, and getting us out of that that bottomless pit, that endless evil, we want to call it. It's not thinking about us. It's not projecting itself on us. We are inviting it to us, and we need to stop. We need to stop. It probably has some better thing to do than for us to keep tapping into it and drawing it to us. And so how do we do that is prayer, calling in angels. I spoke of Archangel Uriel, who is the minister of peace through fire. My red shirt, the fire, the flame of God. God is my light. That's how Uriel is known. He's the emissary of light and of energy and cosmic consciousness to resurrect. His flame is the resurrection. Really, it's the resurrection flame, which conquers fear. And that's what chaos loves, is fear. I'm not sure whether chaos causes fear, but I will tell you that fear feeds chaos. So there's a relationship there. As we get rid of our fears and our lack of control, self-control, power, etc., and give that all back to those who have decided that that's how they want to rule us, we regain balance. Don't worry about your loved one, the other person. That's their responsibility. Start with you first. Start with you. And so there was a morning prayer to Archangel Uriel, which I'd like to say here in the closing. Archangel Uriel said, when you make this call, I will place my presence with you. I will quicken as I am able, according to your own containment of the spirit in your chakras, according to the conversation of light within you. I will multiply by the power of 10 whatever is there, in balance, in alignment, in poise, in peace, in the heart of the threefold flame, and in your chakras. I will multiply it by my presence, by the power of 10, for your exercise of the word. And this prayer goes like this, and I will put it posted. O Uriel, make me now your electronic presence, burning bright through the night and through the day. Make me then the magnet of the central sun, arcing into the earth by the very sacred fire of your heart. Those currents of Almighty God that are necessary for change and for the turning of the worlds. My brothers and sisters, we are turning the world. We're turning into the world, into the new earth, where harmony and balance will be the rule and guide of our lives. I thank you. I love you. I bless you. And you have a good week. Call on Uriel when the chaos gets to you. Look at the chaos in your own life and say, it's time now I need to walk away from this. So thank you. I'll see you next week and enjoy. And I'll post that morning prayer on the feed at the top of the page. Love you. See you next time. Be good. Be careful. Keep smiling. Peace.